This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU School of Law welcomed Professor John Britton for its annual Lazar Distinguished Lecture this week. I talked with Professor Britton about his focus, awakening, reckoning, and mindfulness.
Often throughout the last year and going on over to the first months of this year, people have used the term racial reckoning as the awareness, symbolized specifically by the protest over the death, the alleged homicide of George Floyd, and then all the demonstrations worldwide under the general banner of Black Lives Matter. That was not really a reckoning, which in a kind of legal accounting sense is a settlement, an economic determination, an agreement, an end. That's reckoning with any kinds of acts. And in my talk, I feature on the reckonings of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, freeing slaves, making them citizens with equal protection, and granting voting rights, at least to the African-American men. And we jump up to the 1960s, which some would call the second Reconstruction, with the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that created equal accommodations throughout the nation, the 1965 Voting Rights Act that fully implemented the 15th Amendment right to vote nearly a century later, and the 1968 Fair Housing Act. Those were all kinds of reckoning, but nevertheless, we've had clearly a kind of racial awakening throughout 2020 and even into 2021, although it's not publicized that much, but those who know that the assault on the Capitol on January the 6th and the previous assaults on the election results in Wisconsin and in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Georgia were all about nullifying the huge turnout of the Black vote. And so that's the racial awakening that was highlighted in 2020 and continuing now into 2021.
If you take a look at that awakening and then say that there should be a reckoning that comes from that, what reckoning must there be? And how do we get to the mindfulness that you're looking for as well?
First, the reckoning. With the death of Congressman John Lewis, with the priorities of the new Biden administration, along with the leading civil rights organizations, one of the top goals of reckoning is to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act of 2021. That would be a reckoning to reverse what was a Supreme Court decision called Shelby County, Alabama versus Holder, the then Attorney General, that decided a setback and gutted a major part of the 1965 voting rights as it had been amended many times. The latest regarding that case was 2006. So that is one example of a reckoning to create a remedy to achieve racial equality. I talk about what Dr. Martin Luther King, as well as Congressman John Lewis, called love. And they spoke of love in social action. It's not that they loved being in social action, but they loved social action itself to bring about racial equality. But they also challenged white supremacy and white privilege with what they would call humanity. And sometimes the love that Dr. Martin Luther King is associated with is not that he loved the people who perpetrated the racial inequities, but he loved being in the social action and he wanted to act humane with those persons, ultimately trying to help them. And that leads into the remedy I'm talking about called mindfulness. And mindfulness teaches each individual, how do they cope with the question of race? How do you have a conversation about race? And one of my themes from a biblical reference is you should learn what you don't know. And you should learn what you can do. And you should always remind yourself of those two rules. And so you have to learn what you can achieve. And it goes through some Buddhist principles of breathing, deep breathing, meditation, concentration. But it really talks about how individuals can cope with their life here in the United States.
That's Professor John Britton, the SIU School of Law's Lasar Distinguished Lecturer for 2021. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.